Birkenhead takes on Liverpool. It's boxing's Battle of the Mersey.
Boxing's biggest quiz. We still haven't got the trophy from the last last season, which was won heroically by Sean Masher-Dodd. They have just shaken hands off air on a bag of Maltesers and perhaps a trophy from eBay. Is that correct?
Yeah, eBay.
And only up and get these Maltesers before I go back in camp.
Yeah. It's funny because you tried to fob him off with the old trophy. And No,
what I was saying is if we got a plaque and we could write like the year, the dates, the names, you know, like keep it as like a title.
You mean like the Wimbledon trophy?
Yeah, like that. That's what I'm thinking.
He wants to peel a little sticker off and put a new sticker on it.
No, get a plaque put on it.
Yeah.
All right, boys, let's go.
Okay.
This one will end when the football
season ends. He lost the last match.
No, I won.
No, we've done it again. We've had one game since then.
He is the champion.
Yeah.
So the champion gets to say...
Mugs away. That one we had last time was just a little bit of a buzz. This is the start now.
Okay.
This is for real.
0-0.
Here we go. Battle of the Mersey. It resumes. 0-0. The series will last until the end of the football season. First question to Tony Dodson. Ricky Burns lost to Anthony Crawler at the weekend. Who did he take on for the vacant WBO International Lightweight title in Liverpool 2 years ago? I forgot my countdown clock has gone.
Hang on.
Let me see if I can find my clock.
2 years ago? I'm sure.
Here we go.
Hey, Ricky.
I'm sure I could be mistaken.
Or misled. No, but we are the boys from Birkenhead.
Was it Kevin Mitchell?
Right, hang on. Here we go.
Was it Kevin Mitchell?
He's got a new countdown clock.
There we go. What'd you say?
That's Kevin Mitchell? No. Could be probably wrong.
Is a nutter.
Yeah,
as it was.
That was just
a
nutter. I don't, as you know, I don't really pay too much attention to Ricky.
Josh King.
Don't know who he is.
Josh King.
I was thinking some French fella.
So we're both...
Right, Sean, Rocky wrong. Fielding won the Commonwealth title back a couple of weeks ago. Who did he beat to win the belt for the first time in 2013?
I can't even remember yesterday. You're talking years there.
First name was Mo.
Mo Farah. Hey, that was a short time of that. Short knockdown.
No.
Mo.
Mohamed Akrong.
What was he doing?
Mo Mohamed.
What was he doing?
No, what? Rocky listens to this, right? And he always goes on about how brain dead me and you are.
Yeah, but
he's
Rocky.
He's probably sitting there in the car laughing right now.
That's a tough name, that. Even if you knew. You
I bet Rocky would have struggled.
I know.
I
knew because that was the day I was.
Oh, you
fight
would
him.
Know.
Because that was the day
you
I was.
No, you're
to
just
fight
saying
him.
That because Rocky's listening.
Because I was supposed to fight him on that day and that kid stepped in. So that's why.
Who's going to fight Rocky?
Yeah.
Let's have a mystery voice. Here we go. Who is this mystery voice, Tony?
I passed on the third attempt. I was determined to crack it.
Oh, what's his name?
I know that.
I know. Yeah, he's from your end. He's from over the water.
From your end.
What do you think?
What's his name? Just be quiet for one
is
second.
He a sports
put
star?
The ear thing on, Steve.
Is he from sport?
Mom. I passed on
no,
the third
he's not.
Attempt.
He's from...
I was determined
Damn
to crack
it. No, it's
come
not
on.
Him.
Countdown clock's on.
I forgot his name.
Well, that doesn't help. It's
I know
quiz.
Who he is. It's not...
What is he?
He's like his talk show host.
Okay, you got to give your answer now.
I forgot.
Go on, say anything.
Just hit the button.
No, I forgot his
say
name.
Say anything.
I forgot his name.
Stephen? John?
No.
Don?
Hit the button.
Go on. I forgot his name.
Yes.
Okay, it was Paul O'Grady.
Oh, you didn't give
That's
me
That's not
the...
Paul O'Grady.
That is.
That's not.
It was Paul O'Grady.
Oh, I'm just totally thinking of
Tony knows.
Don't argue.
Hey, you didn't give me the half a chance question. No. I haven't got that.
You might not need it, Mash. Come on, next
new
question.
Rules. Right, here's a mystery voice. I know this guy's brother. Who is it?
All I want to do, and you got that sweet stuff, is just suck on a chip.
Do you know that voice?
All I want to do, and you got that sweet stuff, is just suck on
yeah,
a chip.
Yeah, he's the chef.
Chef from where? He's the chef.
The bacon program.
What's the program called?
Great English
not
Bake
doing
Off.
Very well. You
yes,
did.
The Great English Bake Off.
No, it's called the British. Is it not the British
the
Bake Off?
The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
His
the
name
question
is
was,
Phil.
Phil what? Phil.
Fill your boots.
It's not. It's Paul. It's Paul, isn't it? Isn't it Paul something?
His name is Paul Hollywood.
See, I know the first name.
Paul
yeah.
Hollywood.
And he's from
the world.
Yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, no, yeah, right,
ah,
Paul.
His
lad.
Brother's a lovely lad. Morning, John. Hope
morning,
right.
John.
Right, okay, nil-nil after two questions each. Oh. You not,
yeah, yeah, but they were terrible.
What's happened to your camp for
we
this?
Need to be...
We were close, though.
I got half his name right. Yeah.
Here we go, Tony Dodson. The new FIFA video game came out last week. Look, we're making it relevant to you. The new FIFA video game came out last week. When was the first one released?
Ever.
When was the first FIFA video game released?
Oh, do we get half a question?
I'm going to guess.
If you can tell me which footballer was on the cover of it, I'll give you that as well.
Wow, that's not easy. I'm going for 1990.
Is a nutter.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He's a nutter.
2009, Steven Gerrard.
Been out for years.
That's a long time.
No, the answer was 1993. It was known as FIFA International Soccer. And David Platt was on the cover.
Go ahead, Platty,
right,
man.
You can go 1-0 up in the series if you get this right.
Come on.
Go, Masha.
Come on.
Which entrepreneurial TV show...
What's an entrepreneurial?
I'm not...
Carry on.
Which entrepreneurial TV show returned on the BBC last week? Come on.
I don't even know what one of them is.
Can you help him out here, Tony?
I know what it is, but I can't think of the name.
An entrepreneur is someone who is very good at business.
Okay. Sir Sugar.
He hosts it, but what's it called?
I seen him on Loose Women the other morning.
I can't believe you admitted even watching that.
Why didn't you watch it? It's good, mate.
Right, have you got it wrong?
I haven't got it wrong.
What was
I just
he
said,
doing?
Go do that timing again.
Apprentice. That's what it is.
Oh, the Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Right, three questions each.
I should get half a question
there. Let's go to the tie break.
Yeah, we got it.
How many knockouts has Floyd Mayweather Jr. had in his career? How many knockouts? One of you can choose. One of you can go higher or lower.
I'm going to say...
How many knockouts has Floyd Mayweather Jr. had in his career?
I'm going to say 25.
Okay, Ooh. Do you want to go higher or lower?
I was thinking 30.
So you've gone 25?
Yeah.
Are you going higher or lower?
So you've gone for halfway, haven't you?
I said 25.
Yeah, he's had 50 fights, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Come on. Champ or chump? Masha?
He's just said 30.
Yeah, I go higher.
And the winner is...
Yes!
How many was it?
Yeah, how many was it? Get it.
The answer's 27.
So,
very close. It was a good guess, that, by the way. 25,
We were in between.
So that should be another tiebreak question, to be fair.
No, was it? Because
he's not that in-between number.
No, mate. I got higher.
It's in-between
number. I was thinking 30 to go higher.
To clarify this, I did say to him higher or lower.
Yeah,
And then he gave me a number.
So I'm thinking 30. I'm just
feeling another fixed.
Just let me
another fixed competition.
Tune,
Warrior versus Masher. Dodson versus Dodd. Boxing's Battle of the Mersey.